It is September 19th. In war, you quickly learn not to be surprised by anything, because here everything is possible. You can find yourself in the same trench with a millionaire from the Forbes list. You can hitch a ride on a tank to get to your positions. You can hear the whistle of a projectile passing just inches from you and realize that's the sound of death. You quickly become accustomed to the idea that anything is possible. But sometimes there are things that simply leaves you in the awe. There is no way to put it. Let me tell you a story about one of those things. I was with one of the units in a village in the Donetsk region. The village had recently been liberated after Russian occupation. And there were hardly any people left except for one elderly man who had been hiding in the basement throughout the hostilities. He acted as our guide, showing us around the village, pointing out where the Russians had been stationed, where they might have booby-trapped, and recounting how the occupiers had looted property after realizing they couldn't hold the village for long. As it turned out, they had plundered everything except for one house. That house belonged to local traitors, people who had aided the occupiers, fed them and exposed their fellow villagers who supported the Ukrainian army. The village had emptied out partly due to their actions. Some locals were executed while others fled, not wanting to wait for their turn to face the same fate. The traitors were gone. They had left with the occupiers. Their house stood there, intact and undamaged. Our guide opened the gates to their property and led us into the yard. He recounted how Russian officers had lived there and how well the family of traitors had treated them. For a while, I couldn't fathom how this could be possible. Armed foreigners coming to your country, your village, torturing and killing your fellow countrymen, and you actively aiding them. How could anyone do that? What must be going through people's minds to make them betray their own nation and neighbors? There was a massive veranda added to the traitor's home. It was entirely enclosed with glass windows. Through these enormous windows, we could see the interior, chairs, cabinets, and a wooden table in the center. On the table there were empty cups, some knives and spoons, and there were also a large bread basket. Instead of bread rolls and pastries, it was filled with money. The basket was overflowing with money, heaps of Russian rubles, and these rubles just lay in the damn bread basket as if they belonged there. I never seen anything like that in my life. It was so vulgar, so stupid. I was stunned by this stupidity. The bread basket full of rubles. These traitors had simply fallen for the lure of the money. They were bought off. The occupiers just gave them money, and that was enough to turn them into accomplices in crimes against their own country and neighbors. I don't think there was an exorbitant amount of money in that basket, maybe $400 or $500 worth if you converted the rubles. I can't say if it was all the money the traitors received from the occupiers or just a portion they had forgotten when they fled with the Russians. Most likely it was only a fraction. All other rubles were probably taken by the escapees who forgot about this relatively small sum left on the veranda. In fact, it is not so important how much money these people received for treason, for helping the enemy seize the country and kill people. The very fact that there are people who are capable of doing it for money was important. You know, I have never seen a person in Ukraine who would simply love Russia and because of that would dream of subordinating his own country to the Kremlin. No, these are all these people who measure everything by their own benefit. They do not have any ideology, only superficial interest. For a basket of money, they can do anything. And not only them. When I hear some of the Western politicians start talking about the need to make concessions to Moscow, about the fact that it is possible to give a part of Ukraine to the Russians together with the people who live there, I understand that these people also have their own bread basket, which is filled to the top with rubles. Otherwise, there is nothing to explain such a despicable position.